Blog Talk Radio.
When I think of
go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on, bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work.
Welcome to Wrestling at Factor Radio. Royal Rumble post show. Your host Wayne Benitez. What's up, everyone? And joining me, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey. What a great Royal Rumble, but the ending was, I didn't like the ending that much.
Yep, it was right on the money. The ending was right on the money.
Yeah. I mean, all those people you could have had winning it. Yeah, we did talk about on the pre-show that Triple H was going to be involved. But some of the other people you could have gave it to.
Right, but they still expect he didn't pin the one. But this helping Roman Reigns to go over to win the belts from Triple H. He finally had an established name to.
I guess he gonna get a I guess Roman Reigns get the belt again on Raw or something like that. On Raw or at next pay per view.
Right.
But AJ Styles coming back. Whoa. AJ Styles coming back to wrestle in America. And boy, come on, pop. He came at number 3.
Woo. Yeah, if he get to keep his name, I like how they decided to keep his name since CM Punk the last one they had.
I went crazy when he came out. And the fans were still talking about it after he got eliminated. It was still 10 AJ Styles. He was in there for like 28 minutes.
Right. At least he was thrown out by Kevin Owens.
Yeah. That wasn't.
Yeah, who's joining us for Wrestling It Factor?
Hey, stranger.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
It's China. I haven't been on here in a while.
What's going on?
Yeah. Hey. I looked at it and I was shocked. But I agree with what you're saying about how Triple H, did win it. And I think that would be a good idea for them to try to get Roman to win it from him. I mean, he has beat all the odds they put in front of him. So I feel like this one, letting him use his rematch against Triple H, I think that would do a lot.
Yeah, that would be definitely a whole lot.
But I feel like another idea needs to come along. instead of them, like I said, I always get an attitude about the Divas division. They need to put something in there for them instead of just giving them 10 minutes of the people's time. Since they got this revolution now and they're showing all these different Divas, they need to have more matches with them. They need to have their own little Royal Rumble segment, like a battle royal for them, too.
You know how Vince and that, right? But Vince doesn't think that. He don't think that's important. That's the only thing about Vince's world.
Sasha Banks was, coming there and doing what she was doing. That was good seeing Sasha Banks, the boss.
Right. Hopefully we can see this, since they had that rivalry at NXT, hopefully they can give them more time in the ring for them to go at it.
Yeah. But I like, about the Rumble, I like, what else did I like about the Rumble? AJ Styles coming. The Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens match was better than expected. That match was, woo! The first match of the night was pretty good. Woo!
Right.
They went at it.
Right.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
The tag team match was pretty good, too. But the Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens match, I put that
right,
a close second to the Rumble.
Yeah, Kevin Owens actually sold his table until the Royal Rumble, too. He was still selling his injury. Even Kalisto finally, a good finish for Kalisto with the go over Del Rio.
Yeah, well, I'm more looking forward to the next pay-per-view now because I don't know who's if Roman Reigns get the title back at the next pay-per-view, who's going to fight at WrestleMania, you know? And
right.
I thought, I would love to see Bray Wyatt get in the title picture again.
Mm-hmm.
I like Bray Wyatt.
Right. I just had a feeling he's going to be feuding with Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Ooh, that'd be a good feud.
Yeah. So, what was a waste of R-Truth being in the Rumble? Now they have this gimmick that he forgets everything. It's not that funny. It's kind of sad though. He went from being the first NWA World Champion in TNA wrestling to a complete joke in WWE. He's like the Uncle Tom.
No, I won't go that far.
He went from doing this pro black stuff and TNA to this.
Well, WWE has never really want to promote TNA stars. So, he's forgivable, but he's not stereotypical or anything like that. I don't see him as being stereotypical.
No, but he been in WWE before TNA.
I know, yeah. He started in the Attitude Era. He started in WWE. In the Attitude Era.
Right.
Even in the TNA.
Yeah, that was a short run when he was there, and he got released and went to TNA. Yeah.
But you think he lasted longer than Santino Marella. That was bad. R-Truth was actually in there for a good minute.
Yeah, but it's still though. They've been messing up black talent for WWE. It's like Mark Henry went out there, like trash and all. They was trying to do it for Strowman, trying to get him over, but Mark Henry 5 years ago that he should have been the WCW WWE type champion that for a long reign time because he's legit though. He's the strongest man in the world and he actually a tough guy for real.
Yeah, but his day's over. He had his
right
time in the limelight.
Yeah, but still though he didn't go over as their 100% black world champion.
No, I mean he didn't go over. He was, I mean he got the push. Didn't he get injured? That's why he had to get rid of his belt. He got injured.
I mean, but it wasn't for no title run or nothing like that. No.
But, you know, I think Mark Henry had his day. His day is over with. You know, same with Triple H. They're around the same age anyway.
Yeah.
So his body's, like, all beat up. And all that. But the crowd.
Not really Triple H. You can't compare him to Triple H. Triple H has been on top since 99 as a main eventer.
Yeah, that's true. So how would you two get the Royal Rumble? Scale 1 to 10, 10 being high. How would you two rate the Royal Rumble?
I'll give it a 7. 7.5.
7.5? I'd say 7.5 or 8. That's what I'll give it.
Yeah.
But the crowd was cheering when Roman Reigns, you know, lost. The crowd was cheering big time on that. So that means
right. They knew the finish though that Triple H was going to actually be in there and win it. It was too predictable. It's like they knew about Styles was going to be, you know, showing up at the Rumble.
Yeah.
There wasn't no kept secret. Yeah. And I thought I was going to expect, I see Sami Zayn, since it was in Orlando. I guess they can call him. Oh, go ahead.
I wish he would last a little bit longer. He didn't last that long.
How the note one Jericho lasted the most time.
Wow, man, I was impressed. I mean, he still can go.
Yeah, he's 44. It don't matter. In this business in the 40s, it's still young.
See, well, he did a small thing. He took time off, let his body regroup a couple of times. He wrestled, then he went away, let his body rest and everything. Mm-hmm. But the feud with the Wyatts and Brock Lesnar, that'll be a good feud.
Still, though, in the business, it don't matter age. You can still be in the longest in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, unless you're in Terry Funk's case, he'll be there longer. Terry Funk's like
right.
70? He still wrestles?
It counts on stamina.
So what would you do if you were the promoter, booker, what would you have done different about the Royal Rumble? And I would have had the Divas match go a little bit longer. So it wasn't like, you know, we got some legitimate talent in the Divas division now.
I just really hate that name, Diva.
Oh yeah, women is a lot.
Get rid of the damn name for women's wrestling. It just irks me. What is a diva? That's not in. That should not be in the sport whatsoever.
Nope.
That they call wrestling, and Vince McMahon is just out of touch fuck a Divas Revolution. I want to see a women's revolution. A Bernie Sanders revolution.
Well,
that's the only revolution I see right now. People power. He's still. I think that was from John Laurinaitis. Yeah. I think people would pop for him if he was there.
Mm-hmm.
In the front row, like he was at three CW and indie event. You get the dude in the fan in the headlock.
Yeah, I saw it on the Infactor page. I saw that.
I guess he's ready for Trump.
Trump's been there, so I think Trump. If Bernie Sanders and Trump fight, I'm on Trump.
But for president is Bernie Sanders.
Nah, I can't see Bernie Sanders. I'm not a Trump fan either, but I'm more of a Huckabee kind of guy.
He amazed me.
I like Carson.
Jim Cornette,
too, Huckabee.
Yeah, Jim Cornette had a lot to say about him with that woman, with that, I think, abortion thing in Kentucky or something.
Oh, it'd be Kim Davis.
Right, Kim Davis.
The gay nurse thing.
Yeah. Jim Cornette was saying her and that hillbilly. Because, you know, Jim Cornette is liberal.
Yeah, he's very liberal. So how do you think this is? So ever this Rumble, there's no clear-cut answers about the main event at WrestleMania. This is the first time in a while.
It sounds like they still had Triple H as the winner. They said the winner for WrestleMania main event. I guess he's going to be in the main event taking on Roman Reigns. I wonder how they're going to do it the next pay-per-view. Have him have a golfless match or something against the whole Nation Elite, whatever the hell they are.
World Elite.
Yeah.
World Nations.
I thought I see John Belushi out there flying through tables with Rusev. One of his Saturday Night Live gimmicks.
You know, freak me out. The thing that shocked me, Ric Flair gave a kiss to Becky Lynch. That was wild. I know she probably want to throw up.
Right.
But, you know, it was still good. It was a good Divas match. I mean, Divas was
right.
Women's match.
I said it wouldn't be. I think the reason wasn't longer because they had to for the Rumble. They wanted that to last for an hour. Yeah, that's the only thing about time restraints in the Rumble pay-per-view.
You know, I haven't mentioned about WWE. Even the ratings are not doing that. They're not doing that good in the ratings. I mean, they've been doing it in the past, but they get a lot of attention. They've been on ESPN a lot more. They're on, Forbes magazine is doing stuff about them.
Yeah, I mean, of course they won't get the attention since it's a mainstream company. It's sort of like Major League or the NFL thing. That's the only thing the mainstream basically know about. because their ratings on ESPN just like for like 100,000 viewers,
mm-hmm.
and their segments, but still it's still no growth at the table. I think the only way Vince will change things if you see all of a sudden with no comp, the ratings go down to the tube, or another wrestling company out there drew like two to three million and have a close ratings at WWE. That's when Vince gonna. But I have to do something. I don't care any wrestling company out there, even TNA, Ring of Honor. So maybe Ring of Honor be on the make until their network get bigger and households and stuff, and would it be on the mainstream channel, or even Lucha Underground, they be on Lunavision. Univision, I'm right there. That they'll be in the same household as USA. You can see backstage Vince was saying, "Damn it!"
Mm-hmm.
Lord, just throw some balls to the wall. You're fired, writer. Right up number one, fire. Triple H. Hopefully he get to book the Triple H. That's a good from here.
Mm-hmm. I got a question for you, Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
How many people still, just out of curiosity, most people have the network. So how many people are still actually ordering stuff on pay-per-view from the WWE?
I'll say about 30%.
30%.
They still doing good numbers. Like I'll say like in the ballpark of 20 to 25,000 buys or 30,000. All of that, a total with the North America and also international, they do equally fair between that. Like, they still make a profit.
They're not losing any money at all.
But every time they make fun of the pay-per-view, say that, "You must be an idiot. You must be stupid to buy it on cable for $54.99. You can go to the WWE Network for $9.99. These are idiots. Jay Lawler.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they continue to trying to have Comcast Xfinity drop them.
Comcast cannot drop them because they have a contract.
If they want to, DirecTV drop them and Dish Network. Once they have the Dirty Network taking profits from them, I think and the man is going to have to maybe they got to say, "Are you crazy to pay for it on In the Man?" That's what probably pissed them off right there.
Because like the network's pretty good.
It's been around for like 2 years now, right? About two and a half, three years. It's been around.
Yeah.
I like it. The program is
right.
Pretty good, too.
But
right.
I
love my favorite. If I had to pick a program, I'd pick the Stone Cold podcast. That's what I like about the network.
Yeah, that's interesting. His podcast was before the network, but
yep,
Vince got rid of the first time when he interviewed Triple H, himself and Triple H, when Austin was going out on a shoot.
Yeah, I saw
that. Once he brought out China out the bag, Vince was livid.
and he replaced it for Chris Jericho's podcast, and Stone Cold came back.
Jericho podcast wasn't bad. I like Stone Cold better though.
Yeah, Jericho, like, he's a suck. He's sucking up. Steve Austin is, yeah, he said anything.
But his worst, my opinion, his worst podcast I've ever seen, his worst guest was Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
How long you see that podcast with him and Brock Lesnar? Well, you can tell Brock Lesnar doesn't like interviews.
Right. Yeah, he had it with Steve Austin. Yeah, he talked to him normal, you know, about life outside of wrestling and everything, fishing, hunting. Yeah. I think Dixie right now is having fits right now.
No, yep, a top star all the years going up north, and she screwed it up.
Different. It's like Vince bought the franchise of Teenage.
Mm-hmm.
We got the franchise of TNA AJ Styles and Sting WCW.
He owns everything.
They can almost do a TNA invasion, almost.
They could. They got Austin Aries. They got Samoa Joe. They could do something like the Radicals. They have the Radicals doing the Attitude Era. Eddie Guerrero, Malenko, Perry Saturn, and Chris.
Even though Xavier Woods been in TNA before.
Yep.
And who else? They got the referee, TNA Rudy Charles, as a dirty official. when the Bully Ray, the Dudleys.
The Dudleys, yep. Dudleys in the TNA, yep, they were.
Yep, now they jobbers to the tag. The tag team division.
Yeah.
The Dudleys are not in the Rumble? Wow. Will they be at Mania? That's the only thing. That maybe at the pre-show Mania.
Yep, I was thinking the exact same thing. The pre-show. Definitely could see them in the pre-show.
And Bully Ray. Right. Bully Ray went from main eventer to TNA to Jobber, WWE. Up at Vincent, Bully Dust.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want no velvet sky. 33 years old. Can't work. What's a bully? Put on those glasses, damn it.
So what do you think will happen on Raw tomorrow night? Triple H going to come. He's going to talk.
Yeah.
And Roman's going to want a rematch.
Yeah. I'm the CEO. Ah. Well, who's your Roman Reigns? You mess with the game. I'm a better booker.
Yeah. Raw's gonna look good tomorrow, and still so many unanswered questions. But it's
right.
Here on out to WrestleMania, it's gonna be I'm gonna be paying close attention because anything can happen right now between tonight and WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that Strowman, since he threw out the Big Show like a sack of trash potatoes and Kane and Mark Henry, I think that this could be setting them up with Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Oh, that'd be a good match. But I don't think it'd be Undertaker's last match though.
Right.
I think it'll go maybe for one more year.
Right. It's like once a year Undertaker wrestle once or three times a year.
Mm-hmm. And when's John Cena coming back?
I'm thinking about it with the summer. I'll give it by, I think, maybe in May or June.
Because Raw's coming to Baltimore in May.
May 23rd.
Right.
Yep. John Cena. I just had that feeling that don't forget he held back real fast. Could it be HGH? Nah.
Mm-hmm. He does heal fast.
Y'all think they're gonna come up with AJ Styles and John Cena again?
Ooh, that'd be a good match.
Yeah, that'll be an excellent one right there.
AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens.
Ooh, that'd be a better match.
Because Seth Rollins will be back soon, too. He comes back after WrestleMania, I think they said. From what
yeah.
I was reading.
Yeah, I would like to see Styles and Randy Orton or Cena. That's a dream match.
When he be back? Oh, my God. That would be good, too.
Are these lined up for WWE right now?
Okay, let me ask you this. How you feel about Austin Aries being there, too?
Oh, I love it.
Awesome.
I love it. He's going to be good. He's going to be another CM Punk, I feel like, it, with his accent. Oh, not his accent, his mindset. Hey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love you.
You know how Triple H called him the big, a major name coming. He gave him the red carpet treatment. He gave Aries the red carpet treatment.
Yeah. But you know
that hurt. Yeah, that hurt it, Dixie. That hurt her real bad.
No, that's just a replay of it. I didn't see that face match. Okay, let me ask this question. Who went through the damn table? Because I didn't see the first match of the Royal Rumble. Anybody go through a table?
Yeah.
In this last thing standing match?
Kevin Owens went through two tables.
Yeah. Kevin Owens, Ambrose went through a table, yeah. But he went from two tables, yeah, to also Ambrose.
One of them is the Spanish table? like all the time, everybody goes through the Spanish table.
Over the top rope through the table.
Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. I just got my little happy friend up here. He recognized some of the old wrestlers that was in the Royal Rumble tonight. I mean, he around that age anyway.
I was looking for Demolition to make the pop.
My bad. I didn't mean to fly that quick. Like, who?
Demolition Access match. Those legends in the business right there.
Where are you going?
Former WWE Tag Team Champions.
Yes. Come upstairs and get it.
And what was everyone's favorite moment after when TNA?
AJ Styles was my favorite moment of the night. AJ Styles.
It was keep trending all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know if I heard more of AJ Styles than I heard of more of Tom Brady.
Oh yeah, Tom Brady got killed today. Yeah, I mean he got beat up.
I mean, but he welcome to do a DirecTV commercial with Peyton Manning. This is what Tom Brady doesn't have if he miss out on DirecTV. I'm lost with Comcast.
Man, I sure do. I was in white with the college. Yeah, I'm basically acting like Colin in the house.
But well, I just want to know when they're going to bring Samoa Joe up to the main roster.
Samoa Joe, I would say might be after WrestleMania, hopefully.
He's been in NXT for a good over six months.
Yeah, I think after Mania he's going to be one of those bring up to the roster with Baron Corbin. I think they're making him as the next meme mark.
Man, Samoa Joe going to be a good guy or a bad guy?
Both.
I said as a heel. I said both. He's better as an in-betweener, badass.
Yeah, definitely. He's going to be like,
Kevin Owens is a bad guy. AJ is going to be the good guy. Austin Everett is going to be bad. I can see that now.
Go ahead.
Who was the Charlie, have it,
go right ahead.
Is it James Storm in WWE too?
Who, James Storm?
Yeah.
You know, what happened was he went back to TNA because the money, TNA made him a better offer than WWE.
Oh.
Yeah. He said he got to feed his family. The better.
So I just hope WWE could use what they have. They can do a lot of things with a lot
right.
of talent.
What?
And there was also Triple H and William Regal was at Evolve along with Gable and Jordan of NXT tag team.
Mm-hmm.
They was in the house for signing autographs and also. Triple H was backstage recruiting talent since they got a working relationship deal.
Wow.
Yeah, since some of that talent gets to be on NXT like Johnny Gargano and Tommaso. The surprising thing that TNA talent was on there Drew Galloway.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they wasn't looking at him because he's on a contract with TNA, but they were looking at other things, other talent, other young ones that they can sign.
Well, it's been cool. Always cool talking, talk about wrestling. Always cool. But yeah, Raw is going to be good. From here on out, it's going to be interesting until WrestleMania. A lot of things can happen. A lot of things are in play. Yeah, you can sit back and just enjoy. Hopefully they do things right. They won't screw things up.
Right. They're going to have to be hot until WrestleMania. That's
right.
All right.
All right, you too. Good talking to y'all.
All right.
Have a good night.
Good night. So far, Raw is coming up tomorrow night. All the
chaos from the Royal Rumble. I think we're going to see a long promo from Triple H and Roman Reigns to start off Raw with maybe 20 or 25 minutes. And we could see a AJ Styles debut match there at Raw. Could be feuding with Kevin Owens. And also, Sasha Banks become a babyface when she feuds with Charlotte, or will Charlotte Flair end up being babyface? And that's the question for this coming Monday. Even also the return of maybe names from NXT going to go up there, like Sami Zayn or could we also see Brock Lesnar feuding with the Wyatts? There's a lot of answers for Raw this Monday. Hopefully they'll get a higher rating from last week. I think they more likely will get a 2.5 rating. Let's see if they can put a damage. Hopefully they can have some good results, even going into SmackDown also. It's one thing that bothers me with the Nelson team. Why was Jerry Lawler part of the pay-per-view announcing team? Instead, we have to see no defense against them, JBL, but Jerry Lawler was a better fit. And Mauro Ranallo from SmackDown, I guess he must have a SmackDown appearance contract deal just for him to just appear on SmackDown and no other WWE shows. Do you have any questions? Any more questions, Chyna?
I'm sorry, I had walked out the room for a minute. I had attended to my company. Anyhow, y'all are some funny guys. I really like y'all. I just ain't been on here in a long time. Because it seems like some of the shows that my guys there have some things cut into it. But my main question is, how is these guys in TNA going to affect this business now? That's what I want to know.
You said how TNA will
affect this business. Like, what is their catch for bringing these people in here like this?
Right now, they are a desperate thing. They see trying to sign anyone. She's trying to accuse that they invading their talent and stuff. They're trying to keep Kirk Angle because this contract will expire very soon in February. They won't Angle to stay there for a non-wrestling role, but Angle not gonna. I don't think he's gonna agree on the terms, but Angle wants to wait till WWE give him an offer. He want to finish at WWE. Or do some movies also. I'll go back doing movies and or Bella or MMA being an announcer, or maybe doing a fight, a one fight deal for MMA.
Here's my question. If Angle was to come back as a wrestler to finish there, who would be a good competition for him? Because honestly, I don't see nobody being a good competition for him over there.
I would say Rusev, since they the World Elite thing out of Sheamus and them, and since Angle is a American Olympia, that would be a good feud right there for with all four of them, one by one. But Vince McMahon doesn't want Kurt Angle at all. He just because he used to be used to be doing pink killers and other things when he got fired from WWE, 10 years ago. But Angle has been clean for 3 years now. But Vince still is up to Vince McMahon to make that decision. I know that Triple H really wants him back, but it's a waiting game though.
Question: what are they going to do with the Hardys?
With the Hardys, their contract is up. Up soon too, but I don't think Jeff Hardy going there because of his he still needs another knee surgery, and I think that also Matt Hardy it doesn't matter. I think he's more likely going to stay because since he's the world champion and other stuff.
Oh, he is? Because I haven't been watching it since that tournament has started.
Yeah, it's on Pop TV now.
Is it still on Wednesdays?
On Tuesdays, Tuesday night at 9.
Ugh. Y'all cutting in more times and motions.
Yeah, which so, Matt Hardy is doing the Ricky Steamboat babyface angle of WCW with his wife and kid, but this time Matt Hardy has his wife Rebby Scott there to, along with Tyrus. Tyrus has turned on EC3.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen. One day I knew it was.
Yeah. I guess they're preparing EC3 to be the next. He might be the next big star. He could be the next Rock.
Oh God, I'm sorry. No one can be him. Sorry. Mm-mm. Okay. Then
you also have there also the debut of the Miracle Mike Bennett from the Ring of Honor, along with Maria, his wife. Yeah, Canellas, yeah.
I'm sorry, she just wasn't fit for wrestling anyway.
I mean, she's good. She's got better once she left WWE and did Ring of Honor. She's a better wrestler and she's more she has very good mic skills and everything. She's way different than from WWE.
So swear I've just been learning too much from y'all in the past hour and a half. Well, past hour, sorry. No, because I'm snowed in at a hospital where I work, and I figured I ain't got nothing else better to do. Why not, you know, listen and find some entertainment because I'm in a room with no television. So I had to bring my laptop and watch the pay-per-view. I'm sorry, I'd be damned if I was going to miss that.
You've been snowed in for the hospital since what, 1 day or 2 days?
I've been here since Friday on my day off. Yeah. Us in Baltimore, we are snowed in. Are you snowed in where you are?
Yes, we are. Yep. And several East Coast, from New York to Pennsylvania to D.C.
Where's the other guy from?
Where's the other guy?
Yeah, where's he from?
He's from Maryland also.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Okay. So he's filling out things too.
Yeah. We could see Randy Orton could be coming back by Mania.
I have a feeling, but here's my thing. Who's going to be his target?
I would like it to be Kevin Steen.
Who?
Kevin Steen. I mean, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Steen. See, look at you. Kevin Steen. I like that.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. You're acting like this. If you're on live commercial, tired, and whatever else.
All right.
I told a couple people about the show and everything. I'm not sure if they've been on it or, you know, listened, but I told them, hey, if you want to find out some real wrestling, you know, agendas and things like that, just listen to the show.
All right. And I was actually surprised that AJ Styles was eliminated by Kevin Owens.
I know, that's why I said them two gonna go away next. That's the next two right there.
Yeah.
That's the first day when he was with Cena. But Dan, I really like him. I think they fit well. Give him a lot of energy.
Sami Zayn. He won't be a main eventer.
I believe so. That's one thing.
Yeah,
I know,
but it's
about.
Up to Vince though. Vince probably said that he's not that. He probably said that he's not that ready and all of this, and he's not jacked up like Cena or anything like that. That will probably be his excuse.
Right.
I think he's gonna be like up there like Cesaro.
Or a little better.
All right.
First of all, what the hell they put Cesaro? Is he out on injury or something? Or they just don't use him anymore.
He came back from the injury.
And for
real? He just came back a few weeks ago.
they need to change the New Day's this image they got. Three little faggies.
Right.
I can't stand it. Kofi Kingston's been a champ. So is Big E. And honestly, if they can get away from that car, baby, I'll be okay. If they get back to their real game, they'd be fine.
Right. Yeah, they just in there for comic relief.
Mm-hmm. Wait, somebody, him might be ready to turn the game television. But like I said, I do agree with what you said about, I'm going to be real, certain black wrestlers, and they're giving them the image they give them. I don't think it's right. Me personally, I don't think it's right. Like you said, giving R-Truth the, I'm going to be honest, the dumb nigga look.
Right.
You know, to say that he's, you know, high and forget shit and these New Day basses being some underground, down low brothers and whatnot. Making Mark Henry look washed up. It sucks.
Right. It's like, I guess Vince wants them to be the Uncle Tom of the company. And the way I didn't like that part of when they were doing the MLK,
mm-hmm.
of them Titus, O'Neil, Mark Henry, and who else was it? R-Truth, and it said that we have a dream, and all of a sudden Neville came in, so that Neville got a dream too.
Right, I've seen that.
Three black dudes and an English guy.
Yeah, that was me.
And right, they're not pushing them as world as main eventers.
To be honest, out of anybody that made it to a main eventer line in their life, it's Rock. To be honest.
Right.
I mean, Rock is, that he is an Islander, he's a Samoan, but he's also black.
Right.
Not all black, but he's black. And out of all of them, he's the only one that really hit the nail. Thing is about Rikishi, and you know what? I looked at something on him like a couple nights ago, just looking at some past stuff on YouTube, and I noticed how that whole thing when he hit Stone Cold, when you were defining the Uncle Tom term, he also did that
right.
too. I looked at that and wondered, like, of all people, but he should be a big guy. He could have been out there a lot more too than he was, you know, in the game. But that's all a vicious fear. That's what that is. And fear that a nigga will override his color.
Right.
Still doing it though. But here's my question. What's Rock going to be doing at WrestleMania then?
I guess appearance during a segment probably was, I just hope it's not another Stephanie McMahon thing.
Well, needs to happen. If he's going to do something like that, he and Triple H just need to end their rivalry with them two
right.
and the women. Yeah, just have a tag team match. Hands on the Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie. There you go.
Yeah, but Ronda Rousey not going to be there since she had some movies, filming movies. Rock can't get hurt. I think in one of his contracts, he can't get hurt. He can't do nothing physical. He can't do a wrestling match because that almost jeopardized him being in the movie Hercules when he got hurt last time.
That's right, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, it's like it's no fit. It's like Vince doesn't want to bring no old, none of the past wrestlers there to wrestle anymore.
But just want them there just for show. Show and tell.
Yeah. That's
yeah,
all that you see, Ric Flair wooing. He don't want him to wrestle because he's in that Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Yeah, he got this thing now that they can't wrestle with WWE if they're in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
It is pretty stupid.
Yeah. They can wrestle anywhere else, but not WWE. Vince is out of touch.
Yeah, he is big time. Very much so. He sucks at it.
Right. So when he was put in WWE Hall of Fame, he still came out to wrestle.
Okay.
In WWE.
So that's why I'm trying to figure what's the difference.
Yeah. I think Vince is still out of touch with pop culture and stuff. And the only thing that bothered me, I said, why is no Spike Lee, why or black people in the back as one of, on the creative team?
Mm-hmm.
I think Spike Lee would have flipped the channel if he saw most of those black talent, the way Vince been using them. He would have been calling buffoonery on that.
Right. I agree.
He don't want to see him talk. He want to see him wrestle. He want to see him have their own personality. Mark Henry would have been a mad black man, beating the hell out of someone.
Mm-hmm.
That was the part of his song. Somebody's gonna get their ass whipped.
Right.
But he's about to Mark Henry's about to retire. This could be his last year.
I mean, he did a good job, in my opinion.
Yeah, 20 years in a company. The only major title he had was the WCW World title.
I mean, he's had other titles. Like I said, he did a good job.
Right.
He could be a good trainer, though, I can tell you that.
Right. I think we're about to wrap it up right now.
No problem.
Oh, for the post show. It's nice talking to you, China. Yeah, we can do this again.
Oh, we will. I believe it.
Okay. Yep.
Nice talking with you.
All right.
Nice
you have a great. All right, you too. You have a great night.
You too.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're going to wrap it up tonight on the Royal Rumble. It went down. A good Royal Rumble, but hopefully it continue on a momentum with WWE. On behalf of Tommy Two Chefs and Romeo, this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off me and my clique.
put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling back with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. And it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a cross. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm private niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison. It's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever. Now my stadium's pop. Niggas tweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.